Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode 89. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. And aside me is my good buddy from the Great White North, Canada's own, Greg Seward.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, have you been playing any video games recently?
No, I don't like video games.
Yeah. You may or may not know that Greg and I recently participated in the Extra Life Charity Gaming Marathon. To support children's hospitals all across North America. We played for our own individual ones. I played for children specialized in New Jersey. Greg, who did you play for?
I played for the IWK Health Center Foundation in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I always love Canadian names like Halifax and Nova Scotia. They just sound fun to say, right?
They are fun to say.
Like New Jersey?
Ugh. That's why we named them that way.
Yeah. I mean, did you name them? Or did the Queen name them?
Do you know what Nova Scotia stands for? What it actually means?
Whale's vagina?
New Scotland.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So Scotia Bank is Scotland Bank?
Apparently.
Huh. Ain't that something. Greg Seward, how many years have you been doing this Extra Life thing?
Four, I think.
This was my fifth. So
really? If you've done five, then I wonder if I've done five.
I mean, you could just go on the website.
No, I've only been four. Yeah, I'm looking right now.
So this year, I was able to raise $1,890 for Children's Specialized Hospital. And in total, which is a good thing that I closed the email that I had open, because that has the stat that I'm looking for. In total, for the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey, participants raised $104,000+.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, their goal was 65, and they thought it was ridiculous when they had it at 65.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, Greg, how did you do?
I managed to raise $3,241.01.
Amazing. I think before we started, I think we had both met our goals already. Our initial goals.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I met my initial goal like a week before the event, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you lowballed yourself in your initial goal, though. So
I think I did, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I had mine at 1,000. And yeah. I was, like, terrified, like, a week before. Because I think I had, like, 200 and something. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to do it. I'm very scared right now. And people came up huge.
Yeah. So what I've been doing is, like, every year I kind of base my initial goal on the previous year. So, like, the first year I raised $770, so the next year my goal was $770. I just knew I wanted to beat it.
Right.
And then the following year last year I raised about $2,300, but I lowballed a little bit this year, and I started with my goal at $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I forgot to mention, we are on a team together.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I believe the team brought in around $7,000. And I was like, this year we're going to do it big. I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to set the goal at $10,000. Like, we're probably not going to make it. So I set the goal at $10,000, and we ended up bringing in over $11,000.
That's awesome.
Pretty amazing. I think we had five gold medalists. If you sign up for Extra Life as a platinum member, you're entered for a gold medal if you raise at least $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was me, you, at Extreme Gamer, at CMad at Me, and the Casual Cowards of Gaming. We all brought in over 1,000 each, and I think Robert LaCroix brought in 5-something, so he gets a silver medal. So now I'm super excited. So you have, how many medals do you have? You have a gold and a silver?
Or
two golds and a silver?
I got one last year. I don't really remember, to be honest.
I think they were supposed to backdate them, so if you got, like, I have a silver from 2012.
Yeah, I think I have two. Hmm. Yeah, so yeah, I would have gotten a silver, I would have gotten a gold both years, because I raised $1,500 in 2012 and $2,300 last year.
Nice.
So I've got three gold medals then.
That's amazing. I have a silver, and now I will have two golds, and I'm pretty excited for that.
That is awesome. Now, you killed it this year. I got to say, like, you put that $1,000 goal, and I knew you'd reach that, but you really came close to $2,000, which was really impressive.
Yeah, I think last year I raised, like, $1,055, and I was like, I'm like, I don't know if we can do that again. Like, I was really worried. Yeah, but this year it was just, Amazing. And what's funny is last year when I made 1,000, my wife said she was going to come on the stream for a couple of minutes. And in the time from last Extra Life to this Extra Life, she never actually came on the stream. So this year she came in, she sat down, she's like, I'm here for 5 minutes. And then I'm out. 3 hours later, she left.
Nice. Well, so, doesn't she live with you?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's not like she had anywhere to be.
Asleep.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah.
I don't think she got on the stream till after her normal bedtime.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think she went to sleep at like 12... She left the stream at like 12:30. I tried playing Dive Kick with her. She was not having that. She's like, what are these two buttons? Too confusing. I don't know if I can handle that. But yeah, 24 hours of gaming. It sounds fun. Most of it is fun, I would say.
I find the first 15 hours or so are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm changing next year, because every year I've done this, I've gone from like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to the same time, obviously, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think the first year is the only year I actually made it. I'm always short by an hour to 2 hours. So, which I actually ended up making up this year because of what I was doing with selling each hour to people. But next year, what I'm going to do is do the midnight to midnight thing.
Yeah. One of our teammates, Mike Straw, did that.
Yes.
And I was like, that
makes so much sense to me.
Because he did it way wrong, too. Like, he woke up at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, up for a couple hours, and then did the 24 hours.
No, I'd be going to bed like at 7 o'clock and then waking up and doing it.
Yeah, because the hardest part is obviously the end for us. So, like, the 4 a.m. to 8 or 9 is by far the hardest part. But if you're doing that at, like, 10 o'clock to midnight or 8 o'clock to midnight, people are up and actually around to help you out.
Yeah, that's one major thing, you know, because even having my wife and kids walk through every now and then, because, I mean, I play in my living room, so, and the house is pretty open concept, so it's not like I can lock people out or anything like that. But, yeah, it's just, I just find that, like, pushing through past that, like, 3 or 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 in the morning, I'm just like, I'm done. Like, I'm so done. I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the hardest part for me this year was, I think it was, like, 5:30 in the morning, so it was, like, hour 21 and a half ish. Me and Sean Kearns, another one of our teammates, were playing League of Legends, and it got to the point where I was like, so I'm just gonna die so I can get this 40 seconds to just close my eyes. And if people were watching the stream, which I'm trying to get most of it archived on YouTube, like, if you're watching that League of Legends time, from time to time you'll just see like the mouse just slide to the left and just go across the whole map. I was fast asleep. I was terrified. I was like, okay. Like, he got off, because he still had another 4 or 5 hours, because I think he started in Central Time, or maybe West Time. Or he started in Central Time, but he also started, like, an hour later. So I think he still had, like, 3 or 4 more hours. So I was like, this isn't going to work. I went in, I turned on my coffee maker, went to the bathroom, took the dogs for a walk, came back, and just made it. It was tough, though. Though I did get some good, like, little breaks in the middle. I tried to play... we went out and played NBA 2K15. It was me, Pasta Padre, Scott O'Gallagher, and Leftos, who I'm not even going to attempt to say his last name, because it's Greek and a lot of letters. And Scott and Leftos work on the NBA 2K development team. So we were trying to play, there's this, it's called My Park, where it's like outdoor pickup games of basketball. So just trying to get us all into the same thing. I think there was an hour where it was literally just us like sitting at loading screens trying to figure out how to get together and how to play together, because they have a thing where it's like, I'm a Rivet City Rough Rider, but they're like West Side Ballers. So we have to play against each other because we're not from the same park. So just trying to figure out all that. And then I think he was calling people like that work on the game to be like, hey, can we switch him to this thing somehow so we can actually play? And I think there was literally an hour where we literally didn't do anything. It got pretty bad. But
you were asleep.
I was awake, because that was at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was fine for me. But Midnight to Midnight is, I feel like that's the way to go. Unless you're going to break it up. This 9 to 9 is, or 8 to 8 is just, it's killer. And there's nobody there when you win. Like, when you cross that finish line, I feel like a champion, so I call it winning, but there's nobody there except for a tired wife that's like, don't wake me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it's in May, is Operation Supply Drop.
Yeah, I keep hearing you talk about this, but I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, that's, it's like the same setup.
Oh, okay.
But the donations go to buying games for troops overseas.
Oh, right on.
So, I want to do that, but I started thinking about it. I was like, there's no way I can do 2 24-hour sessions. I was like, maybe for that, I'll just break it up into, like, 3 8-hour ones. So right. I don't kill myself, or 4 6-hour ones, just play from, like, noon to 6 and for 2 weekends and just be done with it. Because 24 hours just isn't going to happen anymore. I mean, I'll do it for Extra Life because that's how I started. How did you even find out about Extra Life?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I've always said I'm a pretty big deal on the internet. So the fact that I'm helping,
I'm pretty sure it was you. I don't know. If it wasn't you, then I found out about it, and then I found out you did it pretty quickly because I feel like I got recruited pretty fast.
I think you've been in the team for at least 3 years.
Maybe even 4.
Well, if you said this was your 4th year, I don't think you were on the team the first year.
Yeah, see, and you can't view your page from 4 years ago, so I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, there we go, my team fundraiser. No, I was on Team Bitmob the first year.
Bitmob?
Yeah.
Never even heard of them. I feel like that was a Dan Shoe joint, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
2012 was the first year of That Sports Gamer Crew.
Okay.
Back when it was That Sports Gamer Crew.
So I've been on it since it started then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
12, 13. Wow. I can't. Wow. Just looking at these numbers is just like crazy. The first year, we brought in, of course, you were the team leader, of course.
Every year.
First year, we brought in a little over 3,600. And then the next year, brought in a little over 7,000, I think it was. 7,600. And this year, 12,000. So I feel like by numbers, we have to go for 15,000 next year. I don't like that idea. I like maybe we set it at 12,000 and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. And I figured, I did the math. I think it was my first 2 years weren't that great. So I think my third year was more than the first 2 years combined. And then my fourth year was more than the previous 2 years combined. And this year was more than the previous 2 years combined. So I might have to do something with that. Those numbers. I feel like that's a formula that should come into like my new total. But I don't think I'm going to be able to raise like 2,500.
Well, I'll tell you. Let's talk about that. So why do you think you did better this year? Like, what did you do this year that was different?
Obviously, I'm a huge force on Press for Podcasts. I think that helped a ton, I would say.
You're probably right, actually.
I mean, I feel like that's because we were talking about, or I was talking about your Twitter followers. You raised essentially $2 per Twitter follower.
Yeah.
And I think I raised a little less than $1 per Twitter follower.
Although I don't know that Twitter had so much to do with it as Player One did.
Not a real correlation.
Player One and or Generation 16. Because, I mean, I had people referencing those two things a lot when they donated. So, mm-hmm. And like a lot of my, this is one of the things I've actually talked to. I've actually been lucky enough to be one of the top individual fundraisers for the IWK mm-hmm. for this event. And I've gotten to speak to the philanthropy officer there, Jeff Milder. I actually said his name right this time.
Unlike the video that you
unlike the video that I posted. But anyway, and like I've talked to him and they interviewed me for like an internal newsletter and stuff like that about like tips for donating or for getting donations. And like my big thing with this charity is that I always say like it's technically a local charity in a way because right. you're raising funds for your local hospital. So you would think that, you know, that's where you get your donations from. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I love about Extra Life is that it's international. It's an international charity. Anybody all over the world can give money.
Right.
Even though it's for your local group, right? So, I mean, 99% of my donations come from people who aren't from here.
Right.
Which is, you know, when people ask, how did you get that much? It's like, well, I just try to sort of appeal to everyone. Mm-hmm. And having a podcast where we have, you know, like 10,000 listeners, and it's the same thing with you and Press Row, where you've, because, I mean, Press Row has more than that, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt. It definitely doesn't hurt, you know. Yeah. And then also having that web series with Generation 16, you know, I mean, that ranges between 2,500 and 3,000 views per episode. And again, you know, plus I themed my whole stream around that this year. Doesn't hurt, you know, and they're from all over the world.
Yeah, and that was one of the main things behind making That Sports Gamer / TSG Crew, was I always felt kind of weird when I was like, hey, I'm from California. If I donate to you, it's only going to New Jersey, right? It's like, yeah, that does kind of suck. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still donate to me, but you can also go to my team. You know, we have people in California. You can go donate to them. I mean, some people feel better about that.
Yeah, for sure. And that's something on our show that I always point out is, like, if you don't want to donate to me, because and that's totally understandable, you know, go to extralife.org and find a hospital that's local to you and donate to somebody supporting them, you know, because mm-hmm. it's still a great cause. And it is. It's a great charity. I love this charity. I really love everything about it. I love that every penny that you raise goes directly to the hospital you're supporting. Mm-hmm. That's extremely important to me, right? Because I know there's so many charities out there that there's all these administration fees and, yeah, and there's all this money cut off the top, and it's like, that seems so shady to me. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading something, because I remember the first year I did this, my grandmother was like, oh, well, charities, you know, they're all super shady. And she was like, find out about this to make sure it's good. And so I went on and I was like looking it up, and I think the Better Business Bureau gives it like the highest rating. Gives Children's Miracle Network like the highest rating. I think it was like 92 cents of every dollar goes directly to the hospital. Like the administration fees are like nothing. Unlike like Sammy Sosa's charity, where it was like 7 cents made it to the hospital, 60 cents made it to Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And like, I didn't do my research that way, but I ended up speaking directly to the foundation here. You know, talking to one of the philanthropy officers and found out that way. It's like, yeah, it's a great charity. Like, you know, we get the lion's share of the money directly here. So yeah, that's one of the reasons that I started. Plus, it's a chance to take something that I'm very passionate about and raise money for something else I'm very passionate about. I mean, you know, speaking as a father, we use the IWK all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so of course, do whatever we can to support it.
I always said I got super lucky as a child. Never had anything really bad happen to me. I got some stitches when I was in like 8th grade. That was like the worst thing that ever happened to me. And, you know, I've been super lucky. And I know there's a lot of people that aren't.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And, you know, I'm going to have kids one day. I've got nieces and nephews. You know, got to give back. Get that karma on your side.
Totally. You.
Yeah, Extra Life is It's fun. I like it. You should join me for Operation Supply Drop. I think they also handle Canada.
I can do that.
Come on, man. It's only another more video games.
I'm still raising money. I'm still trying to raise some money.
Yeah, I would like to try to get 2,000. So if you want to go to thatsportsgamer.com/extralife, you can throw a couple of bucks down. Also, can I just say something?
Sure.
We finished. As of right now, we're the 44th overall team. We only had, like, I mean, we had 26 members on the team. We had about 10 that brought in money.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other teams that we're going up against bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's amazing. Giant Bomb brought in $193,000.
Oh, I know. That was insane.
And they also have 333 participants.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of crushed it for our little ragtag crew, staying in the top 50 teams.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, Iron Galaxy Studios, who I played Dive Kick during my stream, they almost raised $20,000. It's pretty awesome. Oh, I guess that brings us to a good point. So far this year, Extra Life has raised, I think it was $5.5 million.
Yeah.
I think last year was four two, something like that.
4-1?
It's just getting bigger every year. It's crazy. Next year, we should get more players. I feel like we need more Player One folks over here. I mean, Rich is never going to do it because he's going to fall asleep by like 7 o'clock at night.
You should tag team it. You guys live close.
I mean, yeah, but come on. That's okay. Here's another thing I want to talk about. Do you have people come over when you do it?
It's not planned. I have two friends that I do most, like, if I do any kind of multiplayer gaming with locally, I have two friends that I do most of it with. And last year, one of them came over unannounced. And then this year, another one came over unannounced. He happened to come over at the exact same time that I was playing the game that he requested. So it was nice because he hung around and we played like Streets of Rage and Soul Calibur. And we played a bunch of multiplayer games while he was here, which is really cool. So, you know, I appreciate that. And I always tell them, like, it's kind of, I just leave the door unlocked. And, you know, it's like if you're in the neighborhood, come on in because I can use the company, right? Yeah. So then they sit and just play. So, but none of that's planned. If I planned that, I would do a better job of making sure that the microphones were set up so that it could pick up everybody. But just kind of, you know, seat in my pants. That was one of the things that I have to say I definitely had an issue with this year was, man, I had so many technical issues. Many technical issues.
But none with the seat of your pants.
None with the seat of my pants, no. It was kind of sore at the end of it.
Yeah, we got to figure out a better way to work around these technical issues. Because, I mean, sometimes, like, I got worried at some points, like, even before the whole thing, because, like, this Saturday, it's supposed to snow here. And I was like, oh, man, what happens if I lose power during Extra Life?
We had a hurricane come through right before the weekend.
And problems with the stream. I had problems where my Elgato just stopped capturing. Like, it would just freeze.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
super delayed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I upset my Elgato this year.
Yeah.
I don't think he was happy with me by the end.
You upset your, was it your Sega CD?
Yeah, I was getting some read errors at the end of that. I mean, that's some old hardware, so hopefully
I was watching Jimmy Fallon, had Mike Tyson on. They had Mike Tyson play Mike Tyson in Punch-Out.
Yep.
They were using a Retron 5.
I saw that.
I was like, what? Yep.
I might do that next year. I might go Retron 5.
I'm thinking of, I have this good game store over here that I've still never gone to, that I've been meaning to, because listening to Back in My Play with Kevin Larrabee, I think he had, was it Stephen Lin? Steve Lin?
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy. He says this place is great.
It's
Digital Press Games in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Digital Press.
Yeah. See, everybody knows. You're from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Why would you ever know?
One of my friends, one of the guys I was talking about who comes over and plays during Extra Life, he's very good friends with the guy that, one of the big wigs at Digital Press.
Oh, well, see, now I have an in. Yeah. Can I get a discount?
Probably not.
Because what I need video cables for all my stuff. I'm pretty sure my N64, Dreamcast, and probably whatever else I have needs video cables. So I want to pick those up. I want to get the analog adapter for the Elgato. I think it's like called like the retro game adapter. So I can start playing all that stuff. Like, I want to play some N64. I heard on Giant Bomb stream they were doing was it you? Who did Episode One Racer? I think you did Episode One Racer. Yeah.
That's
a good game.
I put up all the archives on YouTube and that's the only one that has no sound. Because Sony hits it with a content match and 9 times out of 10, well, for me, every time I've gotten one of those, I just agree that, yeah, okay, it's match content, and it still plays. It's just that there's an ad running that I would get no revenue from, which, joke's on them, I never get any revenue off that stuff anyway. But with the Star Wars music, nope, silent. Video's silent.
Yeah, I haven't put the stuff live on the YouTube channel yet, because I still want to go through it. I might just do highlights rather than the full thing, but I have one because some Gwen Stefani song is in NBA 2K15. And I forgot to turn off all the songs, which, I mean, it's stupid, but now it's like every sports game is like, oh, this whole soundtrack was mixed by Pharrell. But it's like, yeah, well, I have to go in and turn it off at the start of the game, and I'm never going to hear it because if I stream it, I know that on a Twitch archive it's going to be muted, or if I put it on YouTube, something's going to happen. Just, it's just frustrating. Why they got to make it hard? But yeah, I want to dust off my Dreamcast, see if that still works, because I can see the power light goes on.
That's good.
Power light goes on my N64. But I think the video cables are bad. I know the Dreamcast one is, because the last time I used it was at my parents' house, and I definitely rolled over it with a computer chair. So I know that thing's busted. But I would love to stream. I would love to just play World Series Baseball again, just to see if that's still
terrible.
As amazing as I remembered it. That game was like a dream come true when it came out, though. And those old wrestling games, I would love to play those. Because I felt like there was a lot of games this year that are coming out. Like, there's a lot of games that came out this week and next week that I really want to play for Extra Life. Like, next week is Call of Duty, and I don't have that. Like, I could have played a lot of hours of Call of Duty this year, but I didn't.
Everybody does that, though. You got to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, I played a lot of hours of League of Legends.
That's not differentiating yourself.
That differentiate myself? Actually, it's kind of cool, because I was looking at the... on Twitch, you can pick which game you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And for Extra Life, they had a game that was Extra Life. Yeah. So you set your stream to that. Yeah. At some point, the number one game being played was League of Legends. The number two game was Extra Life.
That's ridiculous.
I loved it. It was amazing. I think there was something like 400,000 people watching Extra Life streams during it. It was pretty awesome. I forget where this tangent started.
I don't know either.
But I do need video cables. And I think I've been talking about it for about 3 years.
I think you've been talking about it for about 20 minutes.
I feel like... Next year, I should really figure out what I'm doing with everything. I feel like I talk like I'm doing a lot of planning.
Yeah, I know.
And then it gets to the day, and I'm like, we're just gonna play baseball the first hour until somebody says what's up.
That's actually this year I did more planning than I normally do, but I also waited to the last minute to do a lot more. So this year I tried something new to drive some donations, which was letting people buy each hour for $25 a piece. And they could choose from a selection of games. It was all old Sega consoles, which kind of worked out well in two ways. First of all, I had a plan, which was nice. It wasn't, you know, I'd play one game and it's like, oh, okay, now what do I play next? Like a couple years ago, I played through Lunar, like played through the entire game, and that was kind of cool. People really dug that. Anyway, so this,
I was there. I love
yeah, that. You were. That's right. So this year I did this, and people really dug that. But then that filled up pretty fast. And when I felt like donations were slowing down, I decided, oh, I'm going to do a raffle. But I decided at like the last minute. So I scrambled to find some things. And I got really lucky with Blake Harris, who wrote Console Wars. He agreed to donate, I think, three or four copies of Console Wars, digital copies. And then Darren Wall, who produced the Sega Mega Drive Genesis Collected Works book that actually shipped this week. It was a Kickstarter project, and I actually got to, it's a great, I'm saying it's great because I've read a lot of the stuff that's in it. It's a great reference book for like just tons of interviews with Mega Drive producers and game developers, and loads of like concept art and design documentation. It's going to be an amazing book. And anyway, I had worked on it, so I contacted him and said, like, you know, I think they were going to send me a press copy anyway. It's like, would you be cool if I gave that away? Yeah, totally. Please do. So got that. And then I actually reached out to Sega, and they agreed to send some stuff, but it was so last minute that it actually didn't show up until after the marathon. Yeah. So when I got it, which was, it's like a bunch of iPhone 5 covers that are branded with Crazy Taxi. Oh. And a set of four Sonic, like retro Sonic shot glasses, which is, I would love to keep them, to be honest. But so I extended the raffle until November 10th. That's when I'm actually going to be picking the prizes. Yeah. But I wish I hadn't done it at the last minute. If I'd done it earlier, I could have had all that stuff there and really been advertising it for like a month.
And you could have had cool stuff, maybe like some autographed jerseys or something to give away.
Yeah, there you go.
Something crazy. Yeah, I mean, I even waited till the last second, and I just...
Yeah, you got lucky.
Extremely lucky. Because last year, the Madden team at EA Sports, I think... me and some kids on the team, on TSG crew, were giving out just some Madden Ultimate Team cards.
Right.
So I reached out to them. I was like, hey, can you send over some... Can we give out some Madden Ultimate Team cards for the stream, and I think that actually did pretty good last year. And this year I was like, hey, could you give us some cards or something again this year? I mean, maybe a t-shirt, if you have any esports t-shirt you can send down. And they were gracious enough to give Richard Sherman, Colin Kaepernick, and Cam Newton signed jerseys, and a copy of Madden signed. Halifax's own HB Studios. What's the HB stand for?
They're not in Halifax.
They're in Nova Scotia, though.
HB stands for Honeybee.
Huh. B-52. Great game. They're in Nova Scotia, though, right?
Yeah, they're in Lunenburg. It's about an hour out of Halifax.
It's all the same.
They used to have Halifax this big.
Well, see? Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm making things up here.
I know you're not. I'm just making sure you're getting it right.
Yeah, they donated some copies of the golf club, some squid grips. Feel like there's more stuff that I can't think of. The Madden Tips guys. You may remember we had dinner with them a couple of PAX Easts ago.
Oh, yeah.
They gave a couple of copies of their books to give away. And I still waited last minute because I'm a bad person for that
stuff.
Yeah,
I'll be planning that better next year.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years. I figure I should plan better for next year. Is what I say every year.
One of the things that I'm trying to figure out for next year is there's actually another local charity here. It's called Frag for Cancer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of that.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Because I asked a company if they could donate something, and they're like, we would, but we just sent so much stuff up for Frag for Cancer.
Yeah. So that's something that was started locally, and I actually know the dude who started it and who runs it. And at the last minute this year, like, we were talking, and he had sent out a request for volunteers to work the whole thing, and I was actually, like, filling out the volunteer form, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, this is on the exact same day as Extra Life. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So I just got into a sort of a chat with him, and I was like, look, I really want to volunteer, but I can't because it's in the exact same weekend as Extra Life. And he goes, well, we have the free play area. Why don't you bring your gear in and do it there, and we can sort of make a deal out of it. And I really wanted to, but the problem was, again, it was last minute.
And you want to stream and everything.
Well,
and
no, I could have streamed. It would have been set up. He's got it set up for that.
It might have been better than your house. But, you should probably do this next year.
Nice. No, because I would have had to still bring the same laptop. But the problem is that he's in a location that closes down at night. So I wouldn't have been able to stay all night. Mm. Which isn't necessarily a terrible thing, because I could have turned it into like 2 12-hour things.
Right.
But I think what I might try to do next year, if he's going to do it on the same weekend, is see if we can't turn it into some kind of like event there, which might also drive some more local donations, which would be amazing. So anyway, I'm going to try that next year and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, going back to the having people around when you do it, one of the things I was thinking was, if I'm going to be doing this for 24 hours, I mean, I'm going to be an absolutely awful host unless I'm going to play some games with other people. And, I mean, nobody wants to play me in Monopoly because I'm way good. So that's kind of why I didn't have anybody over. My grandmother did unexpectedly stop in, though. She was like, my phone was charging in the other room, and my wife was out. She's like, I tried calling you, tried calling your wife. Nobody answered, so I just came by because I saw you were on your stream. I was like, all right. She brought a 24-pack of cookies.
Fantastic.
When I woke up the next day, I walked into the kitchen. I was like, there are 3 left. I have a problem. They were really good, though.
I'm like made a point of buying more healthy snacks this year.
Yeah, I didn't really snack that much. I was pretty impressed with myself, actually, because I really did want one of those really big the big buckets of what are they, like, cheese balls.
Mm.
I was like, I could just, how awesome would it be in like the back of my stream to just have this cheese ball container just going down throughout the hours. I feel like that would have been fun. But who knows? I also may have had a heart attack on the stream, so that would have been bad, I guess.
Yeah, I expect that to happen to one of us sooner or later.
You know. It's a good chance it's going to happen. But I think we did a lot of good.
I think so, too.
Hopefully we made an impression on some kids' lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. So, Greg, I'm going to put you on the hot seat right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're on TSG Crew next year, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's teamwork right there.
That's, I mean, one of the other, you know, it's funny because you're saying that, and you mentioned it earlier, and that's one of the other things, like I was saying before, that I like that it's an international charity, even though it's for like a local cause. And that was one of the other bits of advice I was giving. It's like, get become part of a team. And personally, I feel like become part of a team that isn't all necessarily supporting the same hospital.
Mm-hmm.
For two reasons. One, because of exactly what you said. And the other thing is that especially if you're not the team leader, but you have a team leader that's very active, like you are.
Well, I try.
Then it's basically sort of free advertising for your campaign, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because you're part of, you end up being part of any sort of promotion that the team leader's doing. So it's even better.
Yeah, I always, coming up to the game, up to the date, usually for like months before, I will be like hardcore promoting everybody else.
Mm.
And then about a month out, I'm like, yep, now I got to focus on me. It's like, I helped you guys enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I always feel like, I'm in Canada, but this is going to go to New Jersey. And I don't want to be like, oh, well, you're donating to Extra Life.
Yep.
Knowing that, like, I know it's going to New Jersey. I don't really want to, like, pretend like it's going to help their place. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm just saying you're donating to Extra Life, but you're actually donating to Children's Specialized Hospital in New Jersey. I mean, if you're in Canada and you might feel weird about that, I can be like, well, you know, Greg's up there in Canada. You can donate to him.
We all know each other.
That'll help there. You can go donate to, I don't know where everybody else is. Oh, if you're in Ohio, go donate to Extreme Gamer. Cause I think he's in like Columbus, somewhere in that vicinity. I mean, we've got people in California, people all over the map. That's what I'm not going to lie. I really slacked this year. Cause I think 2 years ago I had like the map. So I had a good map of like, here's where everybody is. I think, you know what happened? I think Google changed the way their maps work. So I couldn't do the same thing I had.
Because
I had, like, pins in a Google map. So you could, like, see all the team players, get their name, and click directly to the Extra Life link.
I remember you had that. Yes.
I know. We have to bring that back next year. Yeah. I think sometime next summer we should start planning more. Because I wanted to do T-shirts. And we never did T-shirts. But that, see, the problem with that is we need to find someone to make, like, a good logo. I think I want to make, like, a new TSG crew logo that's just for charity stuff. Because now that I'm doing Extra Life, no doubt. I've already set up the team for Operation Supply Drop if anybody wants to join that. I feel like if we can just have one cool logo, then we can start making shirts. And whatever money we make from the shirts, we can put back into the charities.
There you go.
I mean, I feel like we could do a lot more. There's a lot of opportunities, I feel. We can do a lot of stuff. My wife's like, you should buy stickers and give out stickers. I was like, yeah, but it's going to cost me more to ship the sticker. At some point, that became my big issue. It was like, how am I going to ship all this stuff? And the answer is, I'm going to give it all to my grandmother tomorrow and be like, hey, can you take this to the mail and just bill me later? Take it out of my Christmas present. Because I got stuff going to Canada, Ohio, California, South Dakota. I literally couldn't tell you where South Dakota is on a map, but I have something
south
going
of
there.
North Dakota. Right underneath it.
There could be states in between.
There aren't.
I don't know.
That's not how your country works.
Shipping is going to be an issue. And we need to figure out a better way to do giveaways next year, just because I feel like next year's giveaways are going to be all next gen. No more of these old consoles. I can't deal with that. I mean, you know what? All PS4. All PS4. Ah. You know what we should talk about? I mean, I'm only going to touch on it quick because, cool. The new update to PSN came out where you can do that share play.
Yes.
You could have used that for those multiplayer games that you can't play online.
Yeah.
Because there's games like Nidhogg, the Sports Friends games that I really wanted to play. But there's no way to play it with someone else without someone actually being here. So that's cool. We have to definitely utilize that next year.
Yeah, but see, that means I'd have to use a newer console. I'm all about the retro stuff. It's kind of my thing.
What if we call it the Sega PlayStation? It's the same amount of letters. We just scratch out the Oni.
I just don't see that. I don't see it working. We'll talk. We've got 12 months to talk about it.
I feel like we're already behind the ball.
We're not.
Like, the day after we were done, I was like, all right, we have to do all this stuff for next year. We need to start now, or it's never going to get done. But Operation Supply drops in May.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll figure out some of the solutions by then. doubtful. It's just a prayer. Don't know if it'll actually happen, but I don't know. But it was fun.
It was. I had a great time. Like I said, I'm going from midnight to midnight next year because I'm too old to do this whole.
Great, you're like 27.
Yeah,
what are you complaining about?
11 years ago.
See, still young. Young at heart. That's all that matters.
Young at heart. Body's too old to do that, though.
You know what? Have your kids do like 6 hours each next year, too.
Yeah, they're almost old enough to do that.
See? That's what I told Rich to do. Just have his kid play for like 6 hours.
He's better at games than Rich is anyway.
That's what I heard. I don't know. All right, Greg. Thank you very much for joining me.
No problem.
Where can the fine folks on the internet come and see you?
Find me at player1podcast.com, generation16.com, generation-16.com for all your classic Sega information. I don't know.
I hear 9 out of 10 scientists agree that it's awesome.
that's I heard that on your Twitch stream.
It's a fact.
Is that what I wrote? I really need to... You got to get the archive up because I really want to hear that.
You know what's funny is yours was good. Rich has me making jokes in the middle of it.
Really?
For the player one. Rich's is like, I read off the names of all the hosts, and then I say, he literally types, and wait, hey, that's me. That's sports gamer CJ Lowry. I
was like, you should have got Rich to read it for you. Just send it to you.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Also, and I mentioned that I do have that raffle going on still. Hey, you know, if you want to put a few more bucks in, you can do that. You find me at extralife.org, participant Seward, Seward. Some cool Sega swag there to win. And a $100 gift certificate to PSN or XBLA or whatever download service of your choice. So, you know, come give a little bit more money. That'd
gift
be cool.
That hurts.
Till November 10th. November 10th, I'm going to be doing the draw.
Good luck if you get in on that.
Yes.
Is that on Twitter, at Seward? I don't remember.
Yeah, at Seward and on Twitter, yep.
And you can always follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. You can subscribe to the show if you haven't already on iTunes or Stitcher. You know what I forgot to mention? Player One Podcast is way better when Mike Phillips is there. No offense, Greg.
Oh, I know. It has nothing to do with me. Mike, yeah, anyway.
You really brought it home this week. I was surprised you were even awake for the episode. It was kind of great.
I was barely awake for the episode.
You can also like That Sports Gamer on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. If you want to get to us, you can leave us a comment below the post on ThatSportsGamer.com or send an email to feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. I said the Stitcher part, the iTunes part, youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer or youtube.com/GSeward. Is that what it is?
I think Seward so.
G?
Seward G, maybe.
One of those?
One of those two.
And also twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer or /Seward.
Yep.
Yeah. Greg plays a lot of old stuff all the time.
And some new stuff. I was streaming like Drive Club and Alien Isolation, Costume Quest 2 last night.
Be honest, Tokyo Extreme Racer 2, better than Drive Club, right?
I wouldn't go that far.
But you
Drive Club has problems.
Think about it.
Drive Club has problems. Tokyo Extreme Racer 2, not quite that.
As many problems.
No.
Doesn't need servers.
That is
true. Just flash those lights,
mm-hmm.
And it's on. Did you do the trick where you wait till you get to the tunnel, and then you flash the lights,
and then
when you
run
start
into
the race,
the tunnel?
No, you slam them into the divider.
No. Although I did have one race going where I nailed a divider, and I thought I was done, but he must have hit it right behind me because he stopped right behind me too. I won the race while I was recovering.
That was always my favorite part. I'd be like, oh, I know, we're getting to that part of the. Of the track, and I'm just trying to like get next to him and just kind of slowly push him into the divider and slam him.
Wow.
Hey, man, you got to win. It's all about getting those W's.
That's life
sweet
on the
cars.
Tokyo Extreme Highway.
I really wish they still made that game. I've been trying to like track down where the life of that game has gone, and I feel like it died out after they tried to bring it to America, like the Americanized version of it.
Crave?
Something like that. There was like a Fast and the Furious game. I don't know what it was.
That game was the first time I ever saw the Fast and the Furious trailer, which I mentioned in the stream.
I think a guy plays it in Fast and the Furious.
No, that's Gran Turismo.
Car. Is it?
Yep.
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm right.
Because he flips a car.
Nah, he does not flip a car.
He definitely
does.
No,
he doesn't. You're talking about the guy sitting in his car playing video games before he races? That's Gran Turismo.
Which is the greatest thing in the movie also.
Yeah, he's sitting there at the top of the quarter mile, waiting to start the race, and he's got a little screen, and he's playing a PlayStation game, and it's Gran Turismo. Guarantee it.
I don't know. You sure he's not playing Fast and Furious Showdown?
Positive. I will bet you a $50 donation next year that it's Gran Turismo.
I mean, you were probably getting one already.
I know, but I'm just saying.
This now says the Fast and Furious. Is the Fast and Furious really a video game franchise?
Yeah, there's been a few of them. I think they're mostly on mobile now, but.
Wow, Eutechnix did this one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Don't they do, like, they did the NASCAR games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they've done the last couple NASCAR games.
Huh.
They've done a lot. I mean, they're a racing studio, so.
That's pretty cool.
But it is Gran Turismo and the Fast and the Furious.
I really don't believe you.
Yeah, that's too bad. Don't make me get Kevin Larrabee in here. He'll tell you. He'll school you. That guy knows those movies backwards and forwards.
He's only watched Fast and the Furious 2, from what I can remember.
He knows it backwards and forwards. And so do I. The first one, I know the first one. But that being said, there was a promotion for the first Tokyo Extreme Racer that came to North America.
Amazing.
There was a trailer for the Fast and the Furious on that disc. And that was the first place I ever saw it, because I was working at EGM at the time, and we got our preview discs in, and it already had the trailer on it. It was the first time I ever saw the trailer. You're looking it up. I can hear you typing.
I know, but man, those were such good games. Except I never understood the numbering system. It was like Tokyo Extreme Racer, then Tokyo Extreme Racer 2, then Tokyo Extreme Racer 0.
Mm-hmm. That was the PlayStation
Tokyo Extreme
2 version.
Racer 3.
I think 0 was a remake of one of the Dreamcast games.
I mean, it's highly possible. I think it might have been a remake of 2?
I think so. I never understood why Crave felt the need to put California license plates into a Tokyo Extreme Racer game. But
I don't know why it was such a good game. That's what I want to know. Because that thing was amazing. I played it on PlayStation and Dreamcast. I loved the series. But I think for next Extra Life, we should sit in a car for 24 hours playing Tokyo Extreme Racer.
Okay. I think you should do that.
I feel like that would be way more comfortable sitting in these desk chairs.
Maybe. It's an awfully long time to sit in a car.
You can go to the drive-thru, though.
That's true.
See?
That'd be great if you set it up so that you're playing while someone's actually driving.
Amazing. All, you know. Only problem would be I would vomit so much.
Yeah.
Because I get super car sick.
Okay. I think that's a good spot to finish whatever you're talking about.
Yeah. Shindoku Battle X. Shutoku. Shutak. I don't know. Import Tuner Challenge. That's the name of the game I was thinking of. There we go.
Because
It was Genki.
Yep.
Love those guys. I don't think they exist anymore.
Yeah, I think they're still around.
I don't know what they do. I don't know. They're making an ARG game. Get out of here. All right, Greg.
All right.
I feel like I'm in an alternate reality right now.
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Thanks for coming, Greg.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
I'm going to stop recording now.
As am I.